We're reminded today that it's not always beautiful at the ballet, especially in Russia. The director of the world-famous Bolshoi Ballet may lose his eyesight after a masked man threw acid in his face last night in Moscow. 42-year-old Sergei Filin, a former Bolshoi dancer, became director there 2 years ago and immediately drew fire for decisions he made, such as hiring American ballet star David Hallberg to become not only principal dancer, but also take the starring role on the night the company theater reopened after extensive renovations. A Bolshoi spokesperson told Russian television, quote, "We never imagined that a war for roles could reach this level of crime." Joining us is Luke Jennings, dance critic for The Observer in London. And Luke, what do you make of that comment? Is the Bolshoi more sharp-elbowed than other ballet companies, or is something more going on here?
I think you have the usual theatrical competitions and jealousies and infighting, but there is also, and there long has been, a political dimension to this. In the Soviet era, there were dancers who were very much of the party, and there were dancers who were very much seen as dissidents. And so you had these two groups of people between whom agreement was never going to be possible. And that kind of rift has continued to this day.
Before Sergei Filin was hired, a Bolshoi dancer named Nikolay Siskaridze said this to Dance Magazine, "Whoever is directing the Bolshoi is less important than what I'm doing on stage." So clearly an ego there. And does that give you the sense that Filin had enemies?
Well, I think Siskaridze sees himself, in a sense, as the guardian of what he perceives to be the Bolshoi heritage. His vision of it is a very conservative one. It certainly involves the superiority of Russian dancers and Russian ballet over any other form. And this was very much the kind of attitude that Filin, as a dancer who spent a lot of time in the West during his career, was trying to move on from.
Luke, you mentioned the Bolshoi heritage, and the Bolshoi is one of the oldest ballet companies in the world. But Sergei Filin was criticized sometimes for bringing in some cutting-edge contemporary ballet to the Bolshoi. How would you describe Sergei's artistic sense at the theater?
Well, I think he is trying to be an innovator in a situation where it is very hard indeed to be one, and where there is a dragging resistance to any kind of change at all, and where any sort of innovation is regarded with profound suspicion. As one can see, the resistance to this kind of modernization is visceral and passionate.
Before Sergei Filin came in as director of the Bolshoi, the previous director was Alexei Ratmansky, a highly esteemed choreographer. And just this morning, Ratmansky wrote this on his Facebook page. He said, "The Bolshoi has many ills. It's a disgusting cesspool of those developing friendships with the artists, the speculators and scalpers, the half-crazy fans ready to bite the throats of the rivals of their favorites, the cynical hackers, the lies in the press, and the scandalous interviews of staff." What does all that say about ballet in Russia?
Well, I think it says that there has always been an undertow of viciousness at the Bolshoi. Party divisions in the communist era highlighted it, and those, in a way, remain in place. You're very conscious there of a sense of vendetta, of the grievances of one generation passed on to the next, almost through families of dancers, through dynasties and generations. It's that ingrained. And it has to be said, this dark side of the Bolshoi is not the only side. They are still, along with the Mariinsky, the greatest ballet company in the world.
Despite these historic rivalries, would this viciousness take that to a new level?
I think what happened to Sergei Filin is unprecedented. His sight is threatened. His hair is likely to fall out. He is likely to be in treatment for 6 months. I mean, this is beyond anything that has happened to a member of that establishment in the past.
Luke Jennings is dance critic at The Observer in London. Luke, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
It's Here and Now.